Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Las Vegas on the broadcast today. James Crisley is here. He is Senior Director of Aviation for Clark County, here for the whole show on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome to the Ahern Boutique Hotel, where luxury and warmth come together in the heart of Las Vegas.
We take pride in offering a one-of-a-kind experience for both locals and tourists.
Join us for handcrafted cocktails and an unforgettable experience.
Joel's Chop House,
the perfect place to savor views of the Las Vegas Strip.
Satisfy your cravings at the Ahern Chocolate Shop.
No smoking, no resort fees, and the parking is always free. The Ahern Luxury Boutique Hotel is your home away from home.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. We're pleased to be joined for the first time by James Crisley. He is Senior Director of Aviation for Clark County. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate the opportunity to join you on this program and look forward to the discussion.
Well, we are very happy to have you here. So Rick Velotta's headline when he put out the story on the airport expansion at Harry Reid was new details revealed on massive proposed Reid Airport expansion. Share with us what the plans are.
Yeah, so we've been working for years on what to do, how we handle Harry Reid. And of course, the supplemental airport's been out there a long time, at least in the planning stages for 20 plus years. And at the same time, we realized simultaneously we need to improve Harry Reid and LAS to ensure it's maximized to its fullest potential, as well as modern facilities. And so basically the plan is that, to maximize and modernize Harry Reid terminals, improve the connections from Harry Reid to the Strip, to our community, and as well as potentially a future connection to the supplemental airport. And the third part is the expansion, which is really the supplemental airport, 30 miles south in the Ivanpah Valley. So the three-pronged approach really gets everything we need from a modern, maximized facility, Harry Reid, connectivity, as well as that expansion piece, which is really the southern
Okay, so let's dig in here.
Sure. But
you piqued my attention right away there.
Sure.
A connection between potentially Ivanpah or whatever it will be called at the time, and Harry Reid. What are you looking at? Light rail potentially?
We're going to look at all technologies that are available. I mean, we're still thinking 2037 for opening day for SNSA, but we'll look at anything from buses to potential light rail, trains, boring company, any other technology. There's all kinds of technology out there that we'll continue to evaluate as we move forward with that.
I talked to a top architect who I will not name in Las Vegas, who said that by the time that the new airport comes online, it'll be flying taxi cabs.
Those are out there, and those are real in Florida and New York. And I'm sure they'll be reaching out to us at some point to integrate into our system of airports as well.
All right, so let's talk about Harry Reid.
Sure.
That's the main topic of conversation here. How many increased gates?
So currently what we've looked at Terminal 1 with our old, outdated 50-year plus A and B gates, and C gates reaching 25 years now. We've got about 39 gates. So with a new modern design and the space that was vacated by Terminal 2, we could potentially get up to a 65 gates or an increase of 26 gates. That's the possibility. It's not necessarily a firm number for a planning perspective, though there is a potential to add 26 gates.
All right, so in looking at the Reno Tahoe Airport, they're planning to refurbish the two sets of gates that they have.
Sure.
And they're going to build gates next door to the existing gates, you know, as in the construction process. Is that what you would be looking
at? Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're not, you know, it's not like the air traffic's going to stop and shut down A, B, and C gates. So, no, we have the old T Terminal 2 footprint, if you remember that. It was the old international terminal. The missing terminal, right? And that's part of our plan we'll get to later, I'm sure. But that would be our first place to build, would be to build new gates, which would allow us to at least stay gate neutral as we then demolish A gates and work our way down until everything's replaced. So we're very cognizant of we can't reduce our capacity at Harry Reid, especially with the new airport not being online for years.
Okay, so you were talking about the ability to have larger aircraft, right?
Sure. The cluster buildings or the A and B gates were designed, aircraft were much smaller, and there are some constraints on some of our gates for smaller aircraft due to that. So yes, the new terminals would be designed to handle our predominant aircraft, which really is the 737. It's a narrow body. It's not like we're going to try to build wide body gates throughout A, B, and C gates. It's really not necessary. That's not the aircraft that services Las Vegas. So we will be able to accommodate the new modern 737 size, you know, 800, 900 max type aircraft.
All right. So at this point, obviously, anybody who has been to the airport knows how busy it is.
Absolutely.
With the increased number of gates, how do you handle will you have increased numbers of people or?
The gates really isn't, what our objective is to, you know, with most of this plan is to maximize. We have 2,800 acres at Harry Reid, four runways. This plan does not add a runway. So
right.
To really add capacity, we need an additional runway. So what the gates and the connectivity portions, which is roadway projects, et cetera, what they're gonna do is allow us to reduce congestion and reduce delays. So what these extra gates will do is allow the peak times. Anyone that comes to the airport during a peak knows how busy it really is. We're hoping we can smooth those peaks out with these additional gates to allow aircraft to come spread out more. Folks can stay in the terminal longer. The roadways are less congested with a smoother peak, which allows a smoother, less delayed operation, if that makes sense.
Okay, of course. Now, are you looking at increased shopping, increased restaurants?
Of course. With the modern terminal, it will, of course, have all the amenities of all modern airports and, you know, shopping, dining, gaming. Of course, we will obviously continue to have the world-class gaming that we have today with our slot machines. And yes, there'll be additional opportunities for all our concessionaires to be in the airport for sure.
All right. We'll have more conversation about the increased expansion of Harry Reid at the airport for Las Vegas. When we come back, we'll take a quick time out.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with James Crisley. He is the Senior Director of Aviation for Clark County. Tick Segerbloom was here, the chairman of the Clark County Commission, and we were talking about the expansion. And one of the things that he was excited about was the potential to Vegas-fy the airport and make it, you know, I've been to Changi Airport in Singapore. It's one of the most stunning places you could ever go to in the world. It's where people fly into Singapore, go into town, and come back to the airport to spend the day because there's so much going on there. What kind of thoughts have you guys had about that?
Our thoughts are we want it to be open, less congested, less cramped, modern-day airport. So, yes. Will we be a Changi? No. But we're going to make this a modern facility that our entire community and every visitor will be very proud of and very excited to be in.
Okay.
Very early in the planning stages, though, so these details to be worked out as we move forward.
Okay, so now how long has this been in the works? Because, I mean, when the discussion was first coming up about the reliever airport, the date was so far in the future, and it appeared that there will be a gap between, Harry Reid being totally taken up and the reliever airport coming online. How does this fit into that?
Well, yeah, so certainly it's the planning at the Department of Aviation facilities from our Harry Reid to our GA reliever airports to the future Southern Nevada Supplemental Airport has been going on continuously for months and years, per se. And really focused on Harry Reid as we look at the timeline, as we revamped or reinitiated the planning planning processes for the Southern Nevada Supplemental Airport back in 2018. We really focused on that. Now, we were also focusing, okay, what do we need to do to Harry Reid to get improvements made prior to that opening day? Because to your point, there is a gap between there's a large amount of time until that new airport will open. So we started looking at roadways. We started looking at the old Terminal 2 site, so about 5 or 6 years ago. But reality of really bringing this all together has really come about in the last year and a half or so, where we really said, let's get a plan together. And we were able to bring in a very skilled and experienced aviation planner from a different airport, Mr. Brian Holt, and he's done a great job of really bringing this all together and stitching it into a comprehensive plan over the last year and a half or so.
You want to tell the story of Terminal 2?
Sure.
At this point, the ghost terminal?
Yeah, so for those that don't know, Terminal 2 was our old international, very small. It used to be two separate charter terminals back in the way back, converted to the international. And then Terminal 3 was envisioned, you know, our predecessors, and brought online over, 12 years ago now. And at that point, we no longer needed a Terminal 2, so we demolished that back in 2015, and that land has basically stayed vacant since we demolished it. We have put some aircraft parking over there for maintenance and remain overnight parking for the airlines. But reality is that beachfront property, as we like to say, has stayed vacant. And we ended up with Terminal 1, Terminal 2 was demolished, and Terminal 3. So another portion of this plan is to redesignate, because I couldn't tell you how many times we get asked, where's Terminal 2? Redesignate Terminal 3 to Terminal 2, which will obviously take some time for everyone, including me, to get used to that idea. And then as we look to the future airport, consider that to be Terminal 3. So it's an integrated system is kind of the thought here. So this will be one commercial airport system as we move forward between Harry Reid and the new airport.
That's very interesting. I mean, is there any other airport system that has
this is kind of our new, this is our plan, and it's kind of new to the game of how a supplemental airport, because SNSA will not replace Harry Reid. Harry Reid will always be operating at its max capacity, and we all understand that. And this airport will supplement, and there's really not been a supplemental airport system ever, which is really exciting to both our federal partners within the FAA and other joint lead agencies to be the first to come up with a system like this.
And what are their thoughts on that?
They are cautious because it's never been done. So that's part of the, you know, we've been planning and deliberately planning this with them, and I think they're on board now. But we've convinced them this is what needs to happen to increase capacity or air service capacity to the Las Vegas Valley, the entire region, we need that second airport.
Well, yeah, I mean, and totally understood on that because you're running out of space.
Yeah.
And there's lots more airlines, I'm sure, that would be very happy to come here if that's possible.
Sure, and absolutely, we need to, you know, the solution to increase the capacity or the commercial air service into Las Vegas and the entire region is that second airport and those two additional runways that that airport will bring.
Yeah, the idea of both airports being connected in that manner, I mean, you know, you look at London, for example,
sure,
and they've got, what, five airports, and yes, they are in no way connected.
No, and the closest would be Reagan Dulles, but those are not connected either.
No.
Chicago, O'Hare Midway, not connected. Love Field, DFW, no. So this is a new, operated by the same owner-operator, Clark County Department of Aviation, within the same system like this. It's going to be a interesting path to move forward with.
Okay, so at this point, cost.
We're still in progress. We really, this is initial thoughts, and we're not ready to, those cost estimates are in progress. And as we define the final project and how, as we mentioned earlier, how we have to phase it, those are huge impacts on cost. We need a little more planning effort forward before we're ready to share those cost figures or to have a better feel for what those costs will be.
Okay, but I mean, are we talking multi-billion,
sure,
the initial phase? Yeah.
Yes.
And so...
Over a period of time.
Right, right. But would this come from, because the big concern for airports is always landing fees.
Absolutely.
So the airlines are not going to be paying for this.
Yeah, absolutely they are. I mean, so we're an enterprise fund. There's no tax dollars that pay
right
for airport projects. So yes, it falls upon the airlines. It falls upon our concessionaire agreements. All those revenue generated, parking, our gaming, all that feeds into the airport revenue, which will be used to fund these projects.
Okay, so airlines would,
yes,
would be contributing toward, yeah,
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
Are there opportunities for public-private partnerships?
Absolutely, especially as we're going to evaluate all that as we move forward in planning both at Harry Reid, but more importantly, I think portions of the Southern Nevada Supplemental Airport will be evaluated for a P3 per se, a public-private partnership to help us accomplish those projects.
It's a very exciting thought here. Let's talk about private aircraft.
Sure.
Because when we have events like Formula One, for example, that was a little busy for private aircraft, wasn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. I mean, it took, we have five airports within our system and our primary relievers at Henderson and North Las Vegas. And of course, the west side of Harry Reid, which is our general aviation portion of the airport, were filled. And very popular, those mega events, those large events draw that sort of, that level of traffic and that level of interest from around the world. And then, of course, back that up with Super Bowl, where we saw even more interest and where we were filled to the brim. And as part of the Southern Nevada Supplemental Airport, we are looking to add a general aviation component there as well to help increase our capacity to handle those type of aircraft.
Okay, would you still maintain potentially the...
Yes, absolutely. Our west side of Harry Reid is very well developed. And yes, there's no scenario where we looked of removing all the general aviation aircraft from Harry Reid. That just wouldn't be a feasible thing to do.
Okay, and very unpopular too with
very
the
unpopular
people that own the aircraft.
No, and the hangars and everything else that's
right
been invested in, our fixed base operators, Atlantic and Signature, both well invested in Harry Reid. So we see SNSA providing that additional capacity and relief in some way or fashion.
All right, so.
And of course, we're working to, we have a master plan recently completed for Henderson Airport, which is looking at a potential runway lengthening project or expansion, and we've maximized that with apron and parking and other things as we got ready for Super Bowl. And then North Las Vegas, we're currently underway with a master plan there as well, which is also potentially looking at how we maximize that to provide that additional general aviation.
Okay, so general aviation, but not, bringing like Southwest Airlines or something?
No, strictly our commercial service airport is Harry Reid. The supplemental airport will be the additional commercial capacity there. And our GA will be at Harry Reid, as well as North Las Vegas and Henderson as our primary relievers. And then the supplemental airport will provide additional capacity as well once it's completed.
All right, we'll change the topic a little bit when we come back. Take a quick break. We'll be back more on the airports in Southern Nevada after this.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the heat back on today. Call us today and we'll fix it today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why freeze for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your furnace fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with James Crisley. He is the Senior Director of Aviation for Clark County, with a massive expansion of Harry Reid International Airport going on. I wanted to bring up, you know, Bo Bernhard, who's the Senior Vice President of Economic Development over at UNLV, talks about the fun economy. And one of the things that he talks about regarding the fun economy is the growth of the middle classes around the world, people who are now able to travel. And I think of India as a potential target for Harry Reid, because I remember years ago when Rossi Rollincott was running the Convention Authority, he said to me at that time, and it's quite a long time ago, that India was one of their targets. Now, that has not been the case for quite a while, but then I think of the motel ownership across the United States of Indian families. It is a huge market. Is there inquiries coming in as far as India is concerned?
No, we've never, we work very closely with the LVCVA to this day, and our air service development side of the house, but India has really not been a recent conversation that I've been aware of. It's Asia focused, certainly. I know we had China with Hainan prior to the pandemic. And then I know we're certainly looking at other opportunities and options within Asia, but India has not come up as a potential that I've heard.
Yeah, but it's ironic because it's like, 1.4, 1.5 billion people at this point, and their middle class is growing.
Sure.
One of the issues with China has been the length of the runways that you have to take off late at night, right, in the summertime.
Yeah, we're in a unique environment where the density, altitude, the wind direction, the temperatures, as well as the rising terrain to the west, really prevent, it becomes an issue for some of our Asian carriers that have to make those long distances.
Yeah, with full flights.
With a full flight and a full load of fuel. And having to take off to the west causes some issues, which prevents them from taking off during the heat of the day.
Right. Now, when the reliever airport comes on board, that should be alleviated extent by a longer runway.
It should be. The runway will be longer, as well as the orientation of the runway will be more north-south, which will be less terrain issues as well. And it's really important to note that the airport itself is on 6,000 acres, and once we get a record of decision, we'll have the surrounding 17,000 acres, which will help us to better protect those departure paths from obstructions or incompatible development.
Okay, where does the record of decision come from?
That's that'll come from our joint lead agencies once the environmental impact statement process is complete or the NEPA review is completed.
Okay, and that's a state thing or?
It's federal.
It's a
federal thing, led by both the FAA and Bureau of Land Management as our joint lead agencies.
All right, so I got a last question for you.
Sure.
What is the most exciting thing for you? Because I see the excitement in your eyes. what's most exciting thing for you about this whole project?
The idea of lots of thought and effort over the years that I've been with the Department of Aviation and seeing it come together as a cohesive, comprehensive plan is just exciting. And I'm just ready to get started on, get past the planning and let's get into execution and get this airport where it needs to be and improve this airport from what it is today. It's a great airport, don't get me wrong, but we can maximize and modernize what we have to really provide that need and that provide that level of service to both our visitors as well as our locals. It's really exciting to be able to be involved in such an exciting project.
To say the least, and I want to follow it every step of the way with you because I think it's fabulous, and it's the concept of the two airports being connected.
Sure.
That's kind of mind-blowing.
It is, and it's connected how we connect, and it's got to be consistent and reliable connection. That's why the connectivity portion is its own. You know, we have three: the maximize, the connect, and the expand. Connection is really critical to making this plan come to reality.
Well, I thank you so much for taking out the time to do this. Please come back, and we'll follow the progress of this.
Absolutely. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
We wouldn't steer you wrong with the gold standard of steaks at Joel's Chop House. Indulge in dry-aged steaks, seafood, Wagyu tomahawks, located on the second floor, and great views of the Strip.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from Las Vegas. Our thanks to the Ahern Hotel for accommodating us. We'll see you on the next broadcast.